This is Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
So what the heck is this show actually about? Why do a show about people that are succeeding? That's what I try and do, is find success stories. And then we talk about the secret sauce behind that success. The reason is because you folks need hope. You need hope. You need to hear the story that there is something better out there for you. That's what this show is about. Now, don't forget, you can also go to entrepreneur.com and you can watch videos. You can find more podcasts of this show and many, many, many more podcasts, as they are in the midst of launching a podcasting universe for entrepreneurs at entrepreneur.com. And of course, all of the written stories, including Entrepreneur Magazine, on newsstands everywhere. But this is the radio show for Entrepreneur Media, which is the entire universe of people like you and me. And we're here to help. Make sure that we shine a lamp unto your feet so you can know which direction to go. And a lot of times, you know, don't let anybody pressure you to make a decision. If they're putting pressure on you, just say, hold on, wait a minute. Give me a break here. Let's talk tomorrow. I got to think about this. Meanwhile, log on to entrepreneur.com and find a story that matches what you're going through, because there's so many of them, you're going to find one. Today's guest, to start out, we have a couple good guests, is Josh Kent. He is the founder and CEO of a t-shirt company. You ready for this? But it's the world's biggest t-shirt platform. They went from zero to hero in no time, and I'm going to let him tell the story because it's a very cool story. Josh Kent, you're on the air. Thank you for joining us. Tell your story real quick. Give it to me as quick as you can.
Yeah, here you go, man. Elevator pitch. Sunfrog Shirts seemingly came out of nowhere. It was a brainchild of mine and a couple of guys we were working with. We were selling on other platforms like Amazon and Etsy and eBay, and we decided to build our own platform and to build it to serve sellers. We launched this website, and in our first year, we did about $1 million. In our second year, we did just shy of $100 million. We had some incredibly explosive growth. And we can break that down a little bit. But the concept is, if you have a t-shirt design idea, you can go to Sunfrog, use our designer, build a design. Anytime anyone buys your design, we pay you $1. If you sell the shirt, we pay you about $8. So if you're good at selling shirts, you can go to our website, pick a shirt and sell it. Now, how would you do that? You just grab a link, share it with your friends on Instagram or on Facebook. If you're a golfer, share golf shirts. If you're a hunter, share hunting shirts. If you're a fisherman, so you get the idea. And then you share that with your friends. We have high school kids making more than their parents. And that's the beauty behind Sunfrog. That's why we are experiencing this explosive growth.
I love it, man. I have a friend that he licensed the phrase, "Who's your daddy?" Dan Flashman is his name. His story is kind of like you. I mean, this guy was just a working wild man at a young age, but he licensed that name for a ton of money, and he could have been one of those guys that would have been a tremendous success on your platform, which, by the way, everybody, only started in, what, 2014, Josh?
Yeah, we're 3 years old.
And so we're talking about from $1 million to $100 million in 1 year. That's explosive. That's crazy. What did you do to be able to kind of cope with it? I mean, it must have been mind-boggling with all that happening.
Yeah, Alan, you can fail under success. And I mean, our servers couldn't keep up. The trucking couldn't keep up. We didn't have enough employees. I remember one day we had a job fair. We hired 92 employees on one day. It's like if you had a pulse and you could count a t-shirt and, you know, fold a t-shirt, bag a t-shirt, you had a job. Like, we went through some of the most painstaking growth that possible, if you can just imagine. The good news, though, in that kind of a scenario, is you're making a lot of money, so you're throwing a lot of money at your problems. The bad news is you're bleeding money everywhere because you're overspending to do just about everything, and you have to be extremely calculated in what you're doing. And we are a bootstrapped, growth hacked type business. What I mean by that is there's no venture capital money, there's no big bank loans. We were paying as we went. This was the kind of growth that just, when it's happening, you're using your own cash to reinvest. And that's the way I recommend doing any business. And I think I was telling you earlier, like Sunfrog's probably about my 15th to 20th business, somewhere in there.
Gosh.
And
Yeah, and in your mid-30s here, everybody, we're going to take a little break. Josh Kent is with us, one of Entrepreneur Magazine's top 25 entrepreneurs to watch. We have him for a few segments. He can maybe give you some advice to be able to do something like what he did. Maybe you've got that next big idea. We'll take a little break. It's Entrepreneur Radio. Be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Radio after these messages.
Well, you're listening to Entrepreneur Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. Thanks for joining us. We're talking with Josh Kent. He is one of Entrepreneur Magazine's top 25 entrepreneurs to watch. And he has the world's biggest T-shirt platform. And it's amazing what he's done in the last few years, gone from $1 million in sales to $100 million. And he's here to help you guys learn a little something about what it takes to do that. So, Josh, let's talk a little bit about, you know, maybe selling on the internet. You have to have a vast amount of information on that because you're doing a bang-up job at it. Where do you start?
Well, thanks, Alan. Yeah, I would say, like, if you're listening today and you've got, like, that item you want to sell, there are already existing ecosystems that you can join. And when I say an existing ecosystem, I mean like an eBay, an Amazon, an Etsy. And that's how I started. We literally started in a garage. If you can picture a couple dudes in a garage making shirts, we all know that that small town screen printer or we've seen the process.
Right.
It's pretty simple. And what we did is because it's so hard to like just launch your own website and have that success, we started on the backs of the giants that were in existence. We started with, again, eBay, Amazon, Etsy. And I would suggest if you want to create your own empire, whether regardless of the product, start with platforms that are already in existence. Because if you throw your product into Amazon, then you can watch videos on YouTube and you can learn about the ecosystem that is Amazon, and you will get sales through their search, through their placement. And like, say you want to sell a shirt. Nowadays, here we are 3 years later, there's a site called sunfrog.com. Why try to build your own site when you can sell within the ecosystem of Sunfrog, one of the world's highest trafficked websites? Then you're selling there. And then the idea is, you know, once you start getting some traction, then you can launch your own website because then you will have your own ecosystem with your own customers coming and going. That's exactly how I got started. Sunfrog was a little side hustle to another business I had where we were dabbling just selling shirts on other platforms. And really anybody who's out there who has a product, that's really where I would recommend starting. And if you don't have a product, I would start with trying to find something you're passionate about. Because, you know, as crazy as it is, I love T-shirts. I dig them. I dig the whole process, the manufacturing side of it, the creativity, the impulsivity. There's things about T-shirts that I love. But, you know, if somebody's listening today and they're like, you know, I'm really into blankets or pillows or handbags or whatever it is, you know, jump into what you're interested in. It'll certainly go farther if you leverage that interest.
How about the name? Where did this name come from, Sunfrog?
You know, I get asked that all the time. Honestly, it was a real collaborative effort. I work with a small core group of people that have been in my life forever. And it was one of those brainstorming things where it's like, hey, who do we want to be? What do we want to call this thing? And we really dug the idea of a mascot. Like, we love the Geico lizard and we love, you know, the Target dog. And like, we love the idea of an animal for visual representation. So that's where Sunfrog kind of came from. And, it's common for me when I'm launching a new business or a new endeavor to like take like a little micro survey amongst 20 to 50 friends on Facebook, and Sunfrog won. And that's why we have Sunfrog today.
Talk about this showyourlove.com for a moment.
Yeah. Show Your Love is my most recent company. We just launched. It's still kind of in beta, but showyourlove.com is a lot like GoFundMe or youcaring.com. Very, very similar. One of the differences we're bringing to that market is it's completely free. On all the other platforms, they charge 6 to 8%. It seems to be the norm. We are not charging anything. It's an opportunity for people to give back to charities, to do crowdfunding for good causes, knowing that 100% of the money given will go to that cause. So if you're using crowdfunding sites, you know, I would love it if you check out showyourlove.com.
I think it's neat because you've obviously reached in a very short time a place where you're comfortable to, you know, let your philanthropy side hang out, if you know what I'm saying. And you chose to do it in such a big way, which, you know, you're investing in this, obviously, to make this happen, because these things don't happen for free. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, the first couple $1 million I'm committing to launch this project, to get familiarity, to get street credit out there. I think it's, Show Your Love's a good way of showing the world where you stand and what you stand for.
That's awesome. ShowYourLove.com. You can find this man at JoshKent.com. That's his name, JoshKent.com. Sunfrogs T-shirts. From $1 million to $100 million in a few short years. That is incredible. And that is why he is one of Entrepreneur Magazine's top 25 entrepreneurs to watch. One more segment, more to learn from this young man. I love it. We'll be right back. It's Entrepreneur Radio.
Get the latest issue of Entrepreneur Magazine delivered right to your door. Visit entrepreneur.com and subscribe today. I broke 1,000 hearts before I met you. This is Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host,
and don't forget,
Alan Taylor.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking right over that guy. Don't forget to check out entrepreneur.com if you're listening on the radio. And there's a lot of podcasts with people like Josh Kent, which I try and find interesting folks for you that can bring something to the table that may change your life, give you hope, like a lamp under your feet. That's what I like to call it. So, Josh, talking about, you know, your tremendous, amazing success. Can I borrow some money? No, that's not what I was going to ask. You're doing really, really good, obviously, and it's just a joy to watch people that are, you know, doing well in their lives, and then they continue to give birth to other cool things like your Show the Love platform, your crowdfunding platform, that 100% of the money goes to charities and things that people raise money for. That's awesome, and thank you for doing that. We need more of that in this world. But I want to get back to the learning portion of having you on the show. Social media, there are so many things we don't know about it that we need to continuously learn. And I think continuous research, continuous discovery. And what could you maybe shine a little light on about selling things and doing business and using social media?
Yeah, you know, I would start with the fact that, like, social media right now, although it's been around, I mean, Facebook's been around for about 10 years, this is the Wild West right here, right now. We live in an amazing day and an amazing time where myself, I feel like I'm a perfect example. Just rewind 3 years ago to a couple guys in a garage making shirts. And the fact that within just a few short years, we become one of the world's highest traffic sites. I think we hit about 200 or 300 on the Alexa ranking, which, if you're not familiar with Alexa, they monitor 30 million websites. We passed Nike, Under Armour, Victoria's Secret, skyrocket up. And you think, well, how's that possible? Because when you look at Alexa's ranking, they're usually Fortune 500, Fortune 1000 companies. They're household names. So we live in a day and time where you can build a dream and you can compete head-to-head, like we do, head-to-head with brick-and-mortar JCPenney's and these other companies. And you can do it in almost no time at all, and you can do it leveraging social media. There's a ton of social media that's free, but I'll just cut right to it. If you're listening today and you're like, man, how do I leverage social media? Right here, right now, it is Facebook ads. Nothing touches Facebook ads. I mean, you can ignore Pinterest ads, you can ignore Instagram, you can ignore them all, because I'm telling you right now, nothing compares to Facebook ads.
Really?
Focus your energy in on that, because Facebook changed the game. I think it was December 2014 or 15. They launched inline ads, which we all know and we all probably hate them because it's in our news feed. We're trying to look at our friends and family and there's an ad. But that ad now targets you, not based on who you are, but they target you based on what you do. They basically launched the invention of behavioral targeting. And we know what this is. This is based on, do you like have a certain breed of dog, drive a certain car, live in a certain state, do certain things with certain fan pages. Based on the way you engage with information on the internet, we can target you. So you might see a Sunfrog ad hit you if you own a Labrador Retriever. You might see a Sunfrog ad for a t-shirt for fishing if we know that you like other fishing pages online. Mm. So we're taking relevant product to relevant customer audiences based on their behavior, which takes the probability of a purchase and it skyrockets it. And then you throw an impulsive product like a t-shirt in front of them. And that's our secret sauce right there. That is like out in the open. That's how we do it. 95% of our sales, they're coming through Facebook. Facebook is a force, and it's not just for t-shirt sales guys out there. It is for any physical product, any service, any business. It's applicable to them. Mm. Yeah, so if anybody's listening and they're thinking, how do I get more juice? How do I squeeze more out of my existing business? It's Facebook ads. Ooh. That's where it's – and where do they start? Facebook has some amazing videos online. They're free. Or you can go to Sunfrog, scroll to the very bottom. We even have an academy. Click on the academy. Spend a half hour. It'll be the best half hour you ever spend on your personal education, because we're going to show you how to set up an ad target and how to actually get your head wrapped around this whole ecosystem of targeting ads through social media.
This is really, really interesting, good advice, and I want to thank you for that. And you guys, again, you can check out Josh at joshkent.com and his new project, showyourlove.com, along with, of course, sunfrog.com. T-shirts. Who doesn't love T-shirts, right? And the fact that you have done such an amazing job in such a short time, I want to meet Christy one day and see if she's got like this, you know, smile on her face that even when she's sleeping, she's smiling. She's got to be so proud of what you've done. You know, yeah. You said you've been married 14 years, and not all those years have probably been as prosperous as the last three. So,
ups and downs. That's the life of an entrepreneur, right?
Exactly. What are you most proud of, my friend?
I would say that most proud of the team that I have. I have an amazing team of people around me that really make me look good. You know, I've brought people on as the company's grown, and I brought them on quickly. So I've got great number crunchers. I've got great legal support. I've got great sysdev support. And I've got some of the best people, and I get the pleasure of working with them every day.
Awesome. So. Well, congratulations again, globally leading on the online t-shirt platform, $100 million in sales in just three short years, and now the world's biggest t-shirt platform, from a guy working out of his garage just 3 years ago and doing good things. Continued success upon your head, my friend.
Thanks, I appreciate
it. Right. We'll take a little break. It's now time to go do your research. JoshKent.com. He's got a book coming out. He's on the speaking circuit. You'll see more of him. This is Entrepreneur Radio. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Radio after these messages. This is Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Our next guest, Tom Bilyeu, he is co-founder Quest Nutrition and co-founder and host of Impact Theory. And Quest Nutrition, $1 billion brand in 5 years. It's amazing. Early 40s and now on to this Impact Theory, impacttheory.com. Tom, I'm going to ask you to give the elevator pitch to the audience here, since we're a lot of radio stations around the country, plus our podcast. So the folks that are searching for you on podcasts will find you, know who you are. But who is Tom Bilyeu?
Ah, that is an amazingly good question. So it breaks down a little something like this. I started in film, and that was my first love, and realized that I was coming to the world with my hand out. And if I wanted to control my art, I was really going to have to control the resources. And so that led me to a 15-year career as an entrepreneur to really generate the wealth that I needed in order to actually do the things that I wanted to do. But in that process, went through phases of just chasing money, only to find myself coming up emotionally bankrupt and totally distraught, and realizing that if I was going to continue down that path, that it had to be in a way that I could be passionate about every day, love doing, even if I was failing, and just really focus on value creation for people. And so that led me to reject the traditional ways of doing business, and with my co-founders, build a company that was entirely predicated on an amazing product that delivered real value to people and really evangelized the customers, put the employees and the customers first. And then, oddly enough, in not focusing on money and instead focusing on value, we built this massive brand. And now I've since transitioned out of that and am building Impact Theory, which is my latest company, which is designed really to pull people out of the matrix. It's designed to give them the belief system and the ways of thinking that they're going to need in order to be successful at whatever they want to do and however they define success.
Well, you blew past $1 billion. It's just like I transitioned out of that. I mean, what a life-changing thing that was. And you know, you and I talked in the commercial break there just for a moment how you kind of looked at the life and you said, well, there's two pandemics, one the body and the other one the mind. You took care of the body part of it with Quest Nutrition. But I like the word quest, and it seems like you were on a quest. You have accomplished one, and you've achieved one, which is Quest Nutrition. 5 years to $1 billion. My God, that must have been a wild rocket ride. Maybe give me a minute on what that was like.
It really was a rocket. You're absolutely right about that. And when you're in the middle of hyper growth like that, you almost don't have time to think about it. So for us, it really was head down, do the work, build the business, focus on the product, really make something great. And we were our own manufacturers. So you have to imagine, wow, for the first couple years, I'm wearing a hairnet and a lab coat and gloves all day, just literally making product. And so it was amazing. It was hard. It was a lot of work. It was an insane amount of hours, and it was glorious and wonderful. And to really focus on why you're doing something instead of, you know, the outcome, instead of thinking about the exit, just really thinking about how do I serve people. And the timing was just so perfect with, you know, the real birth of social media. And that served us so well because we were coming at it not from, oh, hey, here's this thing and let's take advantage of it.
Right.
It was really reacting to, I was so tired of chasing money. I was so sick of thinking of the world as like metrics and ROI. And I just really wanted to do something that I believed was meaningful, that I believed was important, and quite frankly, believed would help people that I loved and cared about. So
But wait a minute. I was going to say, why call it a pandemic?
That to me is self-evident. If you look around the world now and see the pandemic of ill health and to see how, you know, as we've developed as a society, we're actually moving backwards physically. You know, for the first time, this generation has a shorter life expectancy than their parents.
Really?
That's just beyond terrifying to me.
Yeah, my dad's 89 and he's still going and my mom's 86. That means, oh no, I thought I was going to live longer, but that's only my brain because it'll be in a bottle and that'll be connected to, you know, electrical. Oh, I'm going too far with this, huh?
No, I actually like where your head's at. And surprisingly, you and I don't know that it'll be in a bottle, but there's...
It'll be like Pinky in the Brain.
It will be, my friend. And yeah, what's coming for us is fascinating.
Well, it's very interesting. All right, so you got the body part taken care of. Did I hear a story about there was a little bit of this in your family that you felt like, well, maybe I can help my own family with it?
Yeah, 100%. So I grew up in a morbidly obese family, and there's a great quote often attributed to Mother Teresa that no one will act for the many, but people will act for the one. And when it's somebody you know that's struggling with this, it becomes a lot easier to show up every day and fight to really do something.
Right. So Spock said the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few when he gave his life in Star Trek way back when. And I know that's a movie, but, you know, it's all right. It worked. Right?
And look, that's my whole thesis, is that movies like that can actually impart powerful life lessons.
Oh, absolutely. And so few do. I mean, most movies and TV shows these days are just TNA, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And very rarely do we get something with a message. And of course, the Christian movies are getting more and more popular with people and making it to movie theaters across America. So people are looking for meaning in their life. So now that brings us to Impact Theory. Give us a couple of minutes on that. We'll take a break, come back with more, because I know that there's a lot of Tom we want to get to know and learn from, because We passed like ships in the night at Meltdown in the Desert, and all I got to do was hear secondhand about what you spoke about, and so we're going to give you a little platform to do that here. So give us 2 minutes on the impact theory.
Yeah, so I play a game called No BS, What Would It Take? And my answer to what would it take to end the pandemic of ill health was Quest Nutrition. Make food that people can choose based on taste, and it happens to be good for them. My no BS answer for what would it take to give people an empowering mindset that would allow them to actually develop into whoever they're going to need to become to live their dreams, the answer was narrative. And so that's why I'm building a traditional narrative studio, but done in a 21st century way. Mm. So impact theory literally is called that because this is my answer to how do you impact people at the most fundamental level. So I've worked in the inner cities a lot, and I've just seen the catastrophic effect of a disempowering mindset when people don't believe that they can do and become whatever they want. And when you give somebody hope and show them that through disciplined practice, through a lot of hard work, and through a process in the brain called myelination, you can literally become whatever you want. And so whatever dream you have, what stands between you and that is a set of skills. And so I want to give people the mindset that they're going to need in order to go out and acquire those skills.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. When we come back, we're going to give him a microphone or his cell phone or whatever he's talking on and a stage on kind of about 50 radio stations and 3.4 million Facebook friends for Entrepreneur. And let you do what you did at Meltdown in the Desert. It's all sponsored by Microsoft and Ryan Tech. You're listening to Entrepreneur Radio. Get ready for Tom Bilyeu. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Radio after these messages.
It's too loud. Wait, slow that music down. Well, I guess it's my fault since I got my finger on the button. Entrepreneur Radio. I'm old school radio, by the way. I engineer my own show. I'm one of the few guys. I don't have like a producer sitting in front of me giving me cues. I don't have any script. I've got the guy's name, Tom Bilyeu. He's a co-founder of Quest Nutrition and co-founder of and host of Impact Theory. And we're going to find out a little bit more about Impact Theory and how you guys can get involved here at the bottom of this segment, impacttheory.com. But we were together separately at Meltdown in the Desert that you got up on stage and talked, and everybody was like raving about this talk. What the hell did you say, Tom?
my talk is always about developing the mindset that you need to be successful. And so I'm literally walking people through my journey. And part of it is including the real tactics that you're going to need to build a business in today's age. And I hope that the contrast of those two things of giving the sort of high level ethereal, this is how to think, and then the really concrete tactics of this is how you build a business are what makes it resonate so well. But the concept goes like this. I am not a born entrepreneur, which is maybe one of the most important things to know about me. So everything that I've had to do has always been a struggle to learn, to build that framework. I haven't just been able to lean on a natural like sales ability or right. anything like that.
And yeah, you don't sound like you could sell anything, brother. No, I'm joking. Obviously, right. You've done good. You've already done a $1 billion business. Come on. You have a natural something.
You know what's interesting? I don't. So and that's my thesis, though. My thesis is it doesn't matter where you start. Like, it matters where you want to go and the price you're willing to pay to get there.
Ah.
And that's really what I go through is, you know, look, my parents taught me to be a good employee, to keep my head down, do as little work as possible, and avoid punishment at all costs.
That is so awesome that you hacked what they taught you. You hacked life.
No question. Yeah. And sadly, most of my hacks come from hitting emotional rock bottom, getting so fed up with the way things are that I'm just willing to try anything. And one of the biggest breakthroughs for me, and this is certainly what I talk about on stage, is realizing that what you build your self-esteem around matters. So everybody needs self-esteem. Everybody needs to be proud of themselves. But if you build your self-esteem around being right, around having intelligence, that's really fragile. And you're going to inevitably meet people that are way smarter than you. You're going to be wrong a lot. And if you double down on those things, you're going to back yourself into a corner and all for ego, right? And that's what drives people nuts and why pride has, you know, become known as one of the seven deadly sins. And but in reality, like, feeling good about yourself is critical. So if you're able to build it around being a learner, identifying the right answer instead of just wanting to be right, those things are anti-fragile. And that, the more people attack that, like if somebody were to tell me that I'm dumb, I'd be like, awesome. In what way? Because once you uncover that thing, then I can go get good at it, right? I don't have to be trapped by that anymore. So that really is an anti-fragile way to live. And I find that that's just absolutely critical.
All right. Website is impacttheory.com. How can people get involved? How can people kind of tap into Tom Bilyeu's brilliance?
Well, I am really active socially. So if people follow me at Tom Bilyeu, which is B-I-L-Y-E-U, then they can get questions answered. They can engage in our content. We're putting out more than 10 hours of content a week in video format and then just socially.
Wow.
I reply to people.
How do you do that? I mean, my God, that's like, you must not sleep.
Well, I was going to say, like, of all people, you know exactly how to do that, which is you clock a lot of hours.
Oh,
there's
boy.
No substitute.
You got to love what you do, though, don't you?
No question.
Yeah, wow. So now let me ask you, I got a couple minutes left. Who is your hero in life? When you look out there and say, I want to emulate this person, and maybe there's no person, maybe it's, you know, I mean, whoever, but who do you look out to?
Well, there are people like Elon Musk, who I'm just utterly blown away by. And what I find so fascinating about him isn't just that he's built multiple billion-dollar brands. It's that he taught himself rocket science. Mm. Like that, to me, that's the age that we live in, right? So again, it doesn't matter that that's not what he learned in school. Like, is he willing to learn it? Is he willing to put in the work?
Right.
And he clearly is. And he dreams just astronomically big. And I just really, really respect that. So, and then people like Richard Branson, who I think show a different side of entrepreneurship, talking about protecting your downside, things like that, that are highly tactical and real. And I think that's just incredibly important to get out there. So those are two of like the sort of visible to everybody heroes. And then my co-founder in Impact Theory, who's also my wife, is just like she's an amazing grinder. And I so respect somebody that's willing to put in the work and willing to do the hard things and grow. It's no substitute for that.
I love it. What's her first name?
Lisa.
That's awesome, Tom. Congratulations and you and your furry kids, as you said. I love that. My wife is my CFO in our company, and we've been married 32 years together, 36. Four kids that are awesome, and that's really what life's all about. So kick ass, take names. You guys can check out impacttheory.com, and I'm going to give you one guy to check out, Tom. Chase Jarvis, Creative Live.
I know him well.
And he's coming up next right now, so I love it. All right, Tom Bilyeu, everybody. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
I'm a believer. We'll be right back. It's Entrepreneur Radio with some Chase Jarvis.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Radio after these messages. Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, it is now time to answer some of your questions right here on Entrepreneur Radio with my friend Chase Jarvis from The Daily Creative. Chase is also the co-founder of Creative Live, the world's leading online education platform for creatives and entrepreneurs like you and I. You can find Chase in everything he does, along with over 10,000 hours of creative content to help you with folks like Richard Branson, Mark Cuban, Tim Ferriss, and many other thought leaders at creativelive.com. Okay, our question now on the table is from Logan. He says, I spend a lot of time traveling, like 6 or 7 months a year. How can you take care of things at home as well as at work when you spend so much time on the road? Again, that question comes from Logan.
Sweet. Logan, thanks for your call. In order to answer this question completely honestly and thoroughly, I have to understand what your aspirations are. How good do you want to be? Because you can make a living and you can decide to work 40 hours a week or 30 hours a week or 50 hours a week. And no judgment, that's a great way to approach it. And you can be happy and healthy and provide for your family and probably create some retirement and all the things that I think, by and large, the middle part of the spectrum of people who decide to pursue these professions, they want for themselves. But if you're already working 6 months a year, traveling on the road, I think you actually want more. Now, my point of view is very controversial here. I do not believe that work-life balance exists. I think it's a fiction. If you want to be the best or in the top 1-5%, it doesn't exist. Now, there are ways to remedy the challenge of not being able to have relationships and making it work. For example, can you find someone with whom you have an amazing connection that loves what you do and maybe you work together? This is an actual experience of my life. My wife, Kate, was a teacher for a long time and she left teaching when she burned out to become a producer. Now, a producer and a photographer end up being a really good pair and we traveled all over the world with her producing the jobs that I was getting. And that was amazing. I mean, we traveled hundreds of thousands of miles for years all over the place. And it was amazing. So without using that specific thing as the example, what's embedded in there is that you find a way to merge your life and your work into one thing. And it's not like you have this thing that you do called work. And then there's this other part of this thing that you have life. That's fine. If you want to be the best in the world at the thing, you need to find a way to combine those things such that you're not compartmentalizing, because there are people out there who are doing, and it's not just working more isn't the only answer, but they're smart and they're working harder. They're outworking you. So in order to combat that, the remedy is how can you combine your work and your home life? Each of these things, they're sort of at different levels of attention, and you have to, I would recommend rather, you be intentional about those things. This is what I'm going to focus on, and set expectations with the other people in your life. There have been times in my life where I have considered myself a terrible friend. I miss weddings, I miss all kinds of things because I was insanely committed to my career. And that, I do believe, was required to achieve the things that I wanted to in photography. It is required to do the things I want to do here in Building Creative Live. So I've made all kinds of concessions, but what I would rather you do is be intentional about that. Set it up and create expectations and then live that life. So those are two sides of the coin. I think there's a great video, and I say great because I made it. If you just Google me plus myth plus work, then you'll get a great video. So I love the question. Thank you for sharing, and I hope you feel satisfied. Is that okay answer?
I think it's a great answer, Chase. That's Chase Jarvis from CreativeLive.com. Again, you can find him and everything he does with over 10,000 hours of creative content. CreativeLive.com. And don't forget, if you want to have your questions answered right here on this show with Chase Jarvis, part of his daily creative, call 802-962-4357. That's 802-962-4357. And leave your question. You may hear the answer right here with Chase Jarvis on Entrepreneur Radio. All right. Now, again, there's a lot of great content available for you entrepreneurs, wantrepreneurs, anybody in need of great advice. Entrepreneur.com is a great place to find that. We have videos of every different kind from thought leaders, including our video series called Business and Burgers with me and Scott Duffy. And we take these entrepreneurs to lunch to find out the secret sauce of their success and have a great burger along the way. Again, that's businessandburgers.com, or you can find it at entrepreneur.com. I'm Alan Taylor. Thank you very much for listening. We hope to see you back here same time, same channel next week on terrestrial radio stations or at entrepreneur.com and find our podcast right there. We'll see you next time right here on Entrepreneur Radio. Thanks for listening. Now go out and make it a great day.
Get the latest issue of Entrepreneur Magazine delivered right to your door. Visit entrepreneur.com and subscribe today. This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.